The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Deathlands number 15, Chill Factor. Ryan Cotter and his band of outlanders have finally found a safe haven in New Mexico, until the unthinkable happens.
Ryan, Dean, been kidnapped.
What? When did it happen? Who took him?
Yesterday. Slavers from the north, and their leader, Ryan. It was Zimyanyan.
Zimyanyan?
Now, Ryan must venture alone into a freezing wasteland to find his son, while being pursued by a pre-dark technological nightmare.
Fucking bastard Sectroid! You won't take me down! He's impervious to bullets!
And all the while, Dean Cotter must endure the harsh reality of slave labor without revealing himself to the sadistic Grigori Zimyanyan.
Why do I have the sense of something hidden about you, young man?
I don't know.
I look at you, and my memory stirs. Why is that?
I said I don't know!
Watch yourself, boy. There are many here that would spread your lower limbs and attempt to penetrate your young body. I can do little to prevent it.
Ryan must go undercover as one of Zimyanyan's slaves in order to save the newest member of his family.
You there! What happened to your eye?
Injured in a rock fall, Major Commissar. I'll wash it and put a rag over it, and I'll be fine.
And when Zimyanyan finally discovers the truth, it remains to be seen whether Ryan and Dean will be able to escape his clutches.
You, boy, with your curly brown hair. The man with the eye wound. His left eye. Of course.
My father will kill you for kidnapping me, Major.
Not if I kill him first. I want to rip out his heart and devour it, so bitter is my hatred for him, Master Cotter. And now he is coming for you. I will use you as bait to capture him.
Deathlands number 15, Chill Factor. 7 unabridged hours in Graphic Audio.
Deathlands 15, Chill Factor, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting July 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Chill Factor. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Over the skies of Tibet streaks the cutting edge in American technology.
My God, what a plane!
The new ES-1 spy plane, the best America has to offer.
Enjoying the flight there, Jack?
You would not believe how this baby handles.
The envy of the world.
Well, what do you see?
And a target for America's enemies.
Oh, my God.
What is it, Jack?
Migs.
Jack, what is it? Jack?
Mayday! Mayday! Mayday!
Jack!
Barbara, what is it?
I think Jack is dead. His plane has gone down somewhere in Tibet.
I don't believe it.
There were Migs, Stryker. I'm afraid he's lost.
I don't care. I'm going in.
MacPullen number 89. Strike and retrieve.
MacPullen 89. Strike and retrieve. Will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting July 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Strike and Retrieve. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
And now, our feature presentation.
A movie in your ears.
Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, Karen Carbone, David Coyne, and Casey Jones. Deathlands number 13, Seedling. Ryan Cotter opened his eye, and then closed it again, hoping to avoid throwing up. He'd lost count of the number of jumps he'd made over the past year or so, but there was one great truth. They didn't get any easier. The first moments weren't too bad, the humming and the lights glowing in floor and ceiling, the fingers of mist appearing in the chamber, hiding the colored armorglass walls. Then the good part ended. Ryan had thought about the sensation several times, trying to focus his mind on precisely what happened during a jump from gateway to gateway, from Matran's chamber to Matran's chamber. All he could think was that it was like having a clumsy child disassemble your skull, then run a pointed file around the inside, scraping at the sensitive parts of your brain, stirring things up, so that past, present, and future got hopelessly scrambled. There was pain and nausea every time, and a blinding ache in the head, as though someone had been trying to remove your eyes from the inside. Ryan slowly opened his good right eye, gritting his teeth as he fought for control. He took another breath and felt relieved as he realized he definitely wasn't going to vomit this time.
Fire blast.
None of the others had regained consciousness yet, all lying or sitting around the chamber. It was odd not to see Jack Lauren there. The snow-headed albino boy had been with them for how long? Ryan couldn't remember. It seemed like forever, and now the boy was gone. Another surge from his stomach brought the bitter taste of bile. Ryan swallowed hard and closed his eye again. Memories twisted in his head, one above all, the narrow face, eyes blazing with a feral hatred, staring at him. And a hand, fingers twisted in agony, vanishing into the sucking slime. The traitor used to say that he didn't have any enemies, and when someone picked up on it, as was the rule, he'd smile that wise, lopsided smile, and respond the same way every time.
None alive.
But that wasn't true. In Deathlands, there were always new enemies. A voice jerked him from his reverie.
Still sleeping, lover?
I feel like double shit.
We're getting too old for all these jumps.
For the third time, Ryan risked opening an eye. Christy Roth was sitting next to him, running her fingers through her fiery hair. It tumbled over her shoulders, strangely sentient, slowly flowing of its own volition.
Some are bad.
And some are worse.
Yeah.
It seems funny without the kid.
Hope he and his lady make it.
Christy reached across and touched his arm.
That cut doesn't look too good, lover.
It was a souvenir of the dizzying fight against Court Strasser, inflicted by his bone-hilted knife. Blood had run down Ryan's arm, crusting on the fingers of his left hand. But now the long, shallow wound was dried.
Yeah. I look better than Strasser, though.
Anyone looks better than Strasser.
Thanks, JB. Enjoy the trip?
The slight figure of JB Dick straightened. He put his hands into his jacket pocket and retrieved his wire-framed spectacles.
Lost my auto rifle and my techno knife. Going like this, Ryan, and I'll end up naked.
You got blood on your mouth, JB.
There was a tiny thread of crimson leaking from the corner of JB's lips, and he wiped it away on his sleeve. Christy slowly got to her feet. She swayed a little and placed a hand on the wall.
Oh, Gaia. That certainly wasn't the most fun I've had.